at USCIS office, DC, July the 23rd, 2025.
And welcome everyone here. My name is Immigration Services Officer Fribley here at the Washington Field Office of the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services. It is my pleasure and honor, it's my highest honor in this position to be involved with the naturalization of United States citizens of individuals. And I want to thank you both for coming today, as well as the guests here. With regard to some advisories, I do need to give you all some advisories before we begin. First of all, when it comes to any pictures taken or anything like photo recordings, we do strongly advise against any photography of the certificates of naturalization, because in the 21st century especially, these certificates can become a product of fraud. So if you do insist on having the certificates in a photo, we advise you to take one of the small American flags that we provided you to strategically cover any personally identifiable information. Next, does anyone have any children under the age of 18 who are lawful permanent residents? No. Do you, sir? Mr. Pacheco Cantos?
No.
Nope. Okay. Then we'll skip that part. The next has to do with United States passports. Once you become a United States citizen, you will be eligible to apply for a United States passport. There is some information on in the packets that we provided you with regard to how you may apply for a United States passport. You can check the State Department's website, which keeps the current timeframes. There's also the expedited timeframe that may be available, especially when it comes to those who are naturalizing under this very special basis of eligibility. Other than that, when it comes to United States citizenship, once you become a citizen, you become eligible for Social Security benefits. We advise individuals to please allow up to 30 days following today before checking your status, your new status as a United States citizen with the Social Security Administration, only because it can take that much time for information from our agency to be transmitted to the Social Security Administration. Now, things are always changing, but the number one place to check may very well be just the website, ssa.gov. And you can always do so before the 30 days if you'd like, but we always advise that it may take up to that much time for your status to automatically be updated as a United States citizen. Other than that, when you become a United States citizen, you will then have the right to vote in federal elections as well. Now, depending on where you are going, you may already have some information as to how to do that, but it really is something that, as you may well know, is based on local jurisdiction. I don't know if anyone here has any questions on how to do so, but there is a little bit more information, again, in the packet that we provided to you today as to how you may register to vote. And I'm here in case you have any questions after the ceremony as well. Lastly, when you went through the interview, the officer presented to you a certificate preparation sheet with pieces of information. Now, I know that some of it may seem misleading, such as having you reside in Fairfax, Virginia, but again, that was just because of the special basis of eligibility for purposes of domestic residential address for the certificate. Other than that, once you receive the certificate following the ceremony, please make sure that you look through everything to ensure that your name is spelled correctly, date of birth, other information such as former nationality, name of former nationality, country of former nationality, all the other information there. Because if you find something such as an error today, we will do our best to rectify that as soon as possible without any additional charge. If, say, later this week or sometime next week, you find an error, you can bring it to our attention and we can certainly do our best to see to rectify it. However, that will be accompanied by an administrative fee upwards of about $500. So please, before you leave today, make sure that you look over your certificate and you review it to make sure everything there is correct. Also, once you receive your certificate, it is not legally valid until you sign it in black ink. There is a line about halfway down where you may provide your signature. We advise people to generally do it before the end of the day. That's usually a good rule of thumb. Now, if you're going to apply for a passport, they will want you to surrender that original copy of your certificate, in which case we also advise you make at least a couple of photocopies of your certificate to keep on hand. We also have the opportunity to have you apply for a certified copy of your certificate. That is done through an online process, though. Other than that, I believe those are the general advisories that we have for those who are becoming United States citizens. Does anyone here have any questions? Mr. Pacheco Cantos, do you have any questions?
No, sir.
All right. In that case, we will get started. It's going to be a very brief ceremony, but no less special. You two are the guests of honor, with the guests of honor. I do want to make mention of the fact that as a matter of law, under Immigration and Nationality Act, Section 337, in order to become a United States citizen, you must also stand, raise your right hand, and repeat the Oath of Allegiance word for word. At this time, I'm going to ask you both to please stand, raise your right hand, and repeat after me. I hereby declare on oath.
I hereby declare on oath.
That I absolutely and entirely.
That I absolutely and entirely.
Renounce and abjure.
Renounce and abjure.
All allegiance and fidelity.
All allegiance and fidelity.
To any foreign prince.
To any foreign prince.
Potentate.
Potentate.
State or sovereignty.
State or sovereignty.
Of whom or which.
Of whom or which.
I have heretofore been.
I have heretofore been.
A subject or citizen.
A subject or citizen.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution and laws.
The Constitution and laws.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
That I will bear arms.
That I will bear arms.
On behalf of the United States.
On behalf of the United States.
When required by the law.
When required by the law.
That I will perform.
That I will perform.
Non-combatant service.
Non-combatant service.
In the armed forces.
In the armed forces.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
When required by the law.
When required by the law.
That I will perform work.
That I will perform work.
Of national importance.
Of national importance.
Under civilian direction.
Under civilian direction.
When required by the law.
When required by the law.
And that I take this obligation freely.
And that I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Please have a seat. It is now my honor to present to you both.
U.S. citizenship certificate.
Certificate of Nationalization.
Stop.